The work of this church in the world is realized through the generous financial support of all who call this place home. Along with the gifts and time and talent, ours is a shared ministry. You have a role to play here. Church membership is open to all. For more information, go to uusf.org.
Over the past month, I've had the honor to lead services to celebrate the lives of three people who had an impact on this congregation: Don Williams, Kathy Lyon, and Claire Horn. All three of these individuals fully embrace being a part of this congregation, from stepping into leadership, creating rituals for our youth, helping out at the front desk, to so much more. All three also knew what it meant to find friendship and connection here at First Unitarian Universalist Society of San Francisco. This congregation's foundation is built on people coming together to create opportunities and community for each other. We continue to see this foundation sustained each time we walk in the doors and look around and see what's happening. Not only do we have the foundation of being committed to this congregation, but we also have a rich history of how leaders and ministers of this church have impacted the civic arena, both at the city and state levels. We know this from Reverend Dr. John Buren's book, A Religious Sinner with a Civic Circumference. We know the impact Reverend Starr King had on the state of California joining the Union. We know this church survived a major earthquake and fire that swept through San Francisco, and because of that, this church still gets calls for records of births and weddings. We know the leaders in the congregation led efforts multiple, not once, not twice, multiple times to end corruption in the governance of the city of San Francisco. We also know this foundation continues to be sustained by our partnerships through the Interfaith Council, which Reverend Vanessa Rush Southern, our senior minister, chairs. We continue this work through the work of our human rights and women's rights groups. We have a strong and rich foundation of people connecting, of people supporting, and of people creating a community to be proud of, both within our walls and outside our walls. I invite you to think about that community and history. Pick a person or event or a historical moment of this church that you find especially foundational. And if you're still learning about this community or just walking in the doors this morning for the first time, think of who has been foundational in your life in creating community and connection. I forgot to warn you, this sermon is interactive. So if you are so inclined, I encourage you to turn to those around you and share what you just thought of. If you're online, share them in the chat. And if you want to sit quietly and reflect, then that is welcome too. So what have you thought of? Share with each other. These stories and people are the foundation of this community. Hold on to them. Know that you are standing on their shoulders today. This congregation also has a history of being resilient. There have been unhealthy ministries, strife among members, staff turnovers, building repairs, go on and on and on. Over the past 7 years, the Reverend Vanessa has been here. The congregation has worked on articulating a mission, a vision, and creating a strategic plan, only for those efforts to be put on hold as the community weathered through a pandemic. Staff were stretched thin. Christmas Eve services had to be canceled. People got sick and continue to get sick. Children and families were at their wits' end. The years of the pandemic were difficult, and this congregation made it through. It took us a year after we opened our doors to build up almost back to pre-pandemic activity with rentals and church events. And we are currently thriving. There is hardly a day when you walk through the doors anymore that something is not happening. From choir practice to meditation groups to winter shelter to bar mitzvahs to so much more. I am currently trying to keep up with the staffing needs of our preschool and nursery classroom. That classroom is booming. We regularly have 7 little ones in there. That means 3 staff people. And if every one of those showed up, I don't want to think about that. We have hired a new membership and young adult manager, Emma Wakeling, who will increase our ability to connect with all the people who are coming in our doors regularly. We are receiving between 3 and 8 connection cards every week. 3 and 8. We have over 1,100 YouTube subscribers, and we gain more each week. We have created a congregational covenant that names how we want to be together. We are naming harm and stepping into relationships to find new ways of being together. We have a phenomenal staff. I can't tell you the extreme honor and blessing it is to work with all who make this congregation. It is week after week after week. From our senior minister, Reverend Vanessa, who returns in 8 days. Not that I'm counting. 8 days, people. To our director of operations, Laura Ludwig, our communications director, Jonathan Silk, music director, Mark Sumner, organist, Rachel Lane, all of our musicians and soloists, facilities manager, Dan Bernard, reservations manager, Susanna Bernhola, religious education coordinator, ministerial assistant, administrative assistant, Alicia Cover, bookkeeper, Jody Strachan, our sextons, Thomas, Robert, Remigio, Matthias, Kelvin, and Francisco, to our religious education staff, Bernasia Cates, Connor Shenham, and Sharu Sharma. Our staff is strong and united, as well as gifted and committed professionals. And we have a new ministerial intern joining us next year, Kate Steinberg. We have so much to be excited and thankful for about in our community. What are you excited about? What are you thinking about this next year? What's something that you've been thinking and bubbling about in your mind? Yes, I'm going to ask you to interact again. So if you want to, turn to each other and share what you're excited about in this next year. If you're online, put it in the chat, and you also can sit quietly. As Sherry and Jack said, you hear the hum? You hear the hum? I hear the hum. I hear the hum. We have so much to be excited about and thankful for in our community. Before she went on sabbatical, Reverend Vanessa wrote up some thoughts on how we can engage this excitement in the upcoming year, and I want to share those with you. She states, quote, "So now our job, equipped and unified and inspired as we are, is to live our universalism with its vision of a love that animates a world that we should be animated by, that always draws its circle wider and wider. We need to model that in the world as a community and what we offer our community. Our challenge will be to be as creative, even experimental, as we move forward to figure out how do we serve with love, reason, a commitment to justice making, and holding one another through this life, making meaning. How do we do this in ways that serve the newest generation of seekers and servers? Our fund in need, Arts Fund, and the team that will figure out how to make use of it will begin to look at ways the arts can serve to do our meaning making that is invitational to those who might find a home with us. And we need all of you to think of other ways to do that. Affiliated UUSF Community Minister, the Reverend Shannon Fong, with his full-time commitment, which that's just changed, he's just changed it to a full-time commitment to the San Francisco Contemplatarium Ministry will invite us to be part of that re-envisioning of religious life. Our task is to continue to nurture the strength and take advantage of this time of momentum and traction to build a more and more robust, alive, visionary community and help our members participate in this commitment." End quote. Now is our time to build, to take what we know from our friendships, our connections, our foundation, and resilience to grow our community, where we can be a beacon of hope to others, where we can come to find a friend, they can come to find a friend who will stand by their side in their growth, in their sorrows, and in their celebrations. Did you hear what Sherry and Jack said? We just started this campaign. We're already at 181,000. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I don't think you heard that. That's something to be excited about. People are already committing. And as we launch our pledge drive for the operating budget in the next year, think of what you're excited about, what you're committed to, and how you want this congregation to grow. Then make the pledge that inspires you in that vision. Think about what others shared with you this morning and about what they're excited about, and make a pledge that inspires you to create the vision they want to build. It will take all of us to build these visions. And I can borrow a line from the song, "You've Got a Friend in Me." "There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together and can see it through, 'cause
you got a friend in me."
Okay, we need a little more enthusiasm. All right, ready? "Because
you got a friend in me."
There we go. May it be so. May it be so.
Can we get everybody? Sherry, can you hear it?
That is the hum building around the First Unitarian Universalist Society of San Francisco. The hum is about our renewed energy as we enter 2024.
With COVID mainly passed, exceptional ministers and staff leading us, and new members and attendees and internet attendees bringing their experiences and talents to the mix,
we have the traction to expand and strengthen our beloved community. Why is this happening, Jack?
Well, we think it's because we all understand you've got a friend in we.
That's right.
If you've got troubles, then we've got them too.
There isn't anything we wouldn't do for you.
We stick together and we see it through.
'Cause you've got a friend in we.
You've got a friend in we.
This year's annual fundraising canvas is dedicated to keeping our beloved community on a firm financial foundation.
But as George Harrison said, and forgive us, Mark and Nancy, it's gonna take money.
A whole lot of spending money.
To do it.
To do it.
To do it.
To do it.
To do it right.
In fact, to do it right, we collectively need to raise $750,000 to keep enjoying Sunday morning forums that fuel our personal and our intellectual growth, and glorious music by Reiko, by Mark, by the choir, our guest musicians that fuel our souls, and a growing religious education program.
And to keep our doors open to host community outreach activities like Winter Shelter and the Faithful Fools.
So dig deep, and together we will prove you've got a friend in we.
We're off to a strong start with just over 181,000 raised so far. And conveniently, we have pledge forms available in the passageway after the service, or you can pledge online at uusf.org.
And if you make your pledges this month in March, then your name will be entered to enter not one, but two separate vacations will be given in Lake Tahoe homes if you make your pledge, not pay it, pledge in March.
So let's all do it right. Let's all remember you've got a friend in we.
Good morning. My name is Lucy Smith, and I'm a member of your Board of Trustees. I'll take this opportunity to remind you that members of the Society are invited to speak and give feedback at the beginning of board meetings, which are held on the third Tuesday of every month at 6:30 in the Fireside Room. If this is your first time joining us in person or watching on live stream, thanks for joining us. If you would like to receive a copy of our weekly email newsletter, The Flame, which includes a link to the order of service and Sunday live stream, you can fill out one of our yellow connections forms, which are on the welcome table outside the sanctuary, maybe in a pew in front of you, and available through a link in the order of service or video description of today's service. The order of service lists upcoming events and links to opportunities to connect. Please engage in any or all that pique your interest. And before I call your attention to any in particular, Mark Sumner and Nancy Munn would like to speak to you. or maybe not speak.
Year after year, we give a nod to Broadway. Not a time to laud or pray, just a night of fun.
Hear what you hear, no sermon, ask what God might say, a tune to croon for everyone.
The sing-along, the sing-along.
Tradition.
The sing-along, the sing-along.
Tradition.
Yes, our traditional sing-along, after taking a couple of years off for some vocal rest, it is roaring back in 2 weeks, Saturday, March 16th.
Libations are poured and social time begins in TSK down the hall at 5:30 with a lovely catered dinner being served at 6 and the group singing starting along with dessert by 7 through to the last song request taken about 8:30.
But Nancy, whoa, we wear a completely different hat today as well. This coming Sunday, March 10th, you and I are starting the Star King Way Performance Series. 4 times a year, a free concert open to the public will be featured following one of our church services here in the center.
Gosh, you are correct, Mark. I did see information about that listed in today's order of service at the bottom of page 6. I am so proud of this, as we hope to present performers of all kinds, like Rebecca Roudman and the Dirty Cello Ensemble, who hold to the principles of our institution and introduce something new and exciting at every scheduled event.
It's a soft launch of the series, as we will have banners, flyers, social media announcements, better than this, for our official launch in June. But do stay after church next Sunday. The soft launch will feature a no-cost lunch before a free program at 1:30.
You will see much more about Squips.
Oh, Star King Way Performance Series.
In upcoming weeks, but to Broadway.
Yes, it is a carefree, fully engaging time, complete with not just all of us brave souls raising our voices higher and higher, but also several sharing a solo on purpose.
Tickets can be purchased today in the gallery right after the service. This first year back, we are going to try something new, projecting lyrics of the song on a screen. This way, people can engage together with heads held high, singing as if we were all center stage.
To build our 20-plus year tradition of Broadway sing-alongs, I am featuring Fiddler on the Roof to start as a source for songs this year. And as a taster, let's take a peek at how this works. Jonathan, project a lyric, yeah. And you'll all have sung a hymn already, so you're ready to go. Bill is on it. Everyone sing out our toast to great traditions and to life.
L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. If you've been lucky, then Monday was no worse than Sunday was. Drink l'chaim to life. To us, our good fortune. Be happy, be healthy, l'chaim. And if our good fortune never comes, as soon whatever comes, drink l'chaim.